yes it is. Oh, oh God, you are our help, you are our helper to all generations. You will be forever and ever our shield and our eternal hope. Oh Lord, you are the today. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. There's no one like you. There's none like you. And into the darkness you shine. And out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. There's none like you. Together, our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other, our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, that's right, our God. We believe, and if our God is for us today, let's sing. If our God is for us.
our God is for us, and if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? What could stand against? Let's sing, our God is a...
Well, I'm glad to have this time with you right now. I love our church. We're no perfect church, but God isn't done with us. The work of His Spirit goes on in our lives, and I'm grateful for that. This past week, we witnessed chaos in our nation's capital. And we've also been watching our state government, our local government, try to figure out how best to manage this whole pandemic situation. And here's what it's left me with. It's just left me with being convinced that those in authority, they need help. They need help that comes from the Lord. They need wisdom that comes from God. And so I want to invite you right now to hear God's word and to pray. That's what we can do as the people of God. We can declare what we believe to be true in God's word, and we can pray, and we can pray for those in authority over us. Listen to Psalm 146 as it declares to us who our God is. The psalmist starts off saying, "Praise the Lord. Let all that I am praise the Lord. I'll praise the Lord as long as I live. I'll sing praises to my God with my dying breath. Don't put your confidence in powerful people. There is no help for you there. When they breathe their last, they return to the earth and all their plans die with them. But joyful are those who have the God of Israel, the Lord, as their helper, whose hope is in the Lord, their God. He made the heavens and the earth, the sea and everything in them. He keeps every promise forever. He gives justice to the oppressed and food to the hungry. The Lord frees the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are weighed down. The Lord loves the godly. The Lord protects the foreigners among us. He cares for the orphans and the widows, but He frustrates the plans of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever. He will be your God throughout the generations." Let's trust Him right now and go to Him in prayer. Lord, we know that we need You. We need Your help. We need Your mercy and Your grace. We trust, Lord, that You are above all of this. You're bigger than all of this. There is no political party, no government, whether state, national, local, that can contain the kingdom of God or replace Your kingdom. And so, Lord, our hope is in You, and we come to You for help. We ask, Lord, that You would help us to navigate the challenges that we're facing in our state and in our city right now and in our nation. God, we ask for Your help for those who are in authority trying to figure this out. It is clear that they need Your help, Lord. And so, Lord, we confess along with them, we need You. Lord, would you forgive us for thinking we didn't? Would you forgive us for making foolish errors, for trusting in ourselves, Lord? Would you help us, Lord, would you lift us up out of this trouble that we have found ourselves in, and give us the strength that comes only from you? Lord, I pray that as a church family, we admit and confess to you that there have been times, Lord, when it's been hard to live in unity. It's been easy to divide. God, it's been easy to harbor anger and resentment towards one another. It's easy to point out to each other why we don't disagree and why unity is hard. And so, Lord, we confess all of that. We ask for your forgiveness, and we ask that you produce in us what can only come from you, the unity that you pray for, the unity that you desire for us. And so, Lord, would you make us what we cannot make ourselves? And would you help us with wisdom that we do not have on our own? And would you do that for those in authority as well? Lord, we trust you for all of this because you alone are God, and your name is worthy to be praised. And so we will praise your name with every breath that you give us. We trust you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray together and say amen. Well, I hope that you are uplifted and encouraged as we praise our great God. Let's continue to praise him right now.
Take and seal it for thy heart, Lord. I give you my life. I give you every relationship, Lord, every home. We give you our world. We give you our nation. We give you our church. We give you our thoughts. We give you our feelings this year. I know I'm going to be prone to wander, Lord. Come rescue me. Come rescue me. Let's sing that line again. Prone to wander, say. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. And here's my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above.
Well, thank you to Jacob and the worship team for leading us in worship. Would you guys join me as we pray together? Lord God, we praise you. God, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness in our lives. Thank you for every good gift and every blessing that you have put in our lives. And God, thank you for the gift of a new year and the new possibilities that lie ahead. God, we pray that you would speak to us, that you would encourage us, that you would challenge us, and that you would use us for your kingdom purposes in this coming year. Lord, would this be our best year yet as a church, and would this be our best year yet of following you, Jesus Christ, together? We pray all this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Well, you guys, welcome and happy new year, everyone. We are so glad that you are joining us. My name is Jill. I'm one of the pastors here at Christian Assembly Church. If you are new or maybe a friend invited you, we want to especially say welcome and we are glad that you've decided to join us. We want to encourage you to find your place of growth this year in 2021. We have a variety of ways that you can jump in and grow in your followership of Jesus. So I want to highlight a few of those for you now. You can find a life group for growth in a small group setting with others. Women, our Women's Bible Study launches soon, so join other women and study God's Word together. Men, our men's gathering is coming up, so don't miss out on being encouraged and challenged to grow as a man of God this year. We also have Thrive, Growth and Recovery classes and groups to help people find healing, wholeness, and freedom. If you are new to our church, or maybe you're wondering how God can use your gifts to impact others, we invite you to join our upcoming partnership class. You can go to our website for more info on any of our ministries, including our kids' church and CA students. May this year be your best year of growth in Jesus. We also encourage you to give online through our Christian Assembly LA app or on our website by clicking on the Give tab. Thank you so much for your generosity. Now let's continue in our worship as we hear from Tom as we start a brand new teaching series.
Hey, welcome everybody. If you're a visitor or guest, I am so glad you're with us. My name is Tom. And of course, if you are part of our CA family, great to be with you as well. I've been praying for our time together. Now, this might sound like a Christmas illustration, but it's not. It's a vision illustration. You might not know it, but there's been a Christmas tree shortage off and on for the last few years, and it could last a couple more years, in fact. Why the shortage? Drought, fires, pandemic. Actually, the primary reason can be traced back to the recession of 2008, when fewer people bought Christmas trees, and that trend continued for a couple of years. And since fewer people were buying trees, the tree harvesters planted fewer trees, thinking that the need was dwindling. They read all the ominous articles that journalists put out about how everything had changed and the industry would never be the same and all of the rest. But as the economy began to make gains and business began to pick up again, the problem is that the short-sighted harvesters weren't prepared. They had made long-term choices during a short-term crisis. And when the crisis was over, they were now left with a crisis of their own making because of their short-sightedness had left them short-handed. The parallels for us are obvious, right? So as we begin this new year, the question is this: what actions is God calling us to do now or keep doing now, so that when this pandemic is over, we are not left with a crisis of our own making from our own short-sightedness? 2020 was filled with a whole lot of what we can't do. We can become so focused on what we can't do that we miss out on doing what God says that we can do with His help and by His power, regardless of what circumstances come our way. One of the most foundational things that God says we can do this year is that we can walk by faith. And we're going to consider that, but before we do, let's pray. So, God, we ask now that You would speak to us right where we are, as we enter into this year. We pray that You would help us hear Your word, teach us what we need to do now as we walk by faith, as we begin this new year. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Well, like every year, 2021 will either be a year defined by faith or fear for you and for me too. And though you cannot choose all that will come your way, God gives us, He delegates to us the power to choose how we will respond to it. We can walk by faith, regardless of the circumstances, and most often because of them. In fact, in 2 Corinthians, we are told this in chapter 5, verse 6, so we are always confident, even though we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. What does it mean to walk by faith? Well, one way to get some insight into that is to look at a man named Abram, who was later on named Abraham in the Bible, who was known for walking by faith. And we're going to learn some lessons from his life as we pick up his story with God in Genesis 12, beginning in verse 1. It says this: the Lord said to Abram, leave your native country, your relatives, your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families on earth will be blessed through you. So Abram departed as the Lord had instructed, and Lot went with him. Abram was about 75 years old when he left Haran. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, I will give you this land to your descendants. And Abram built an altar there and dedicated it to the Lord who had appeared to him. Well, the first thing that we learn through Abram's story is this: we walk by faith when we focus on the who more than the how. We just read that. So Abram departed as the Lord instructed. In other words, by faith, he started walking literally because of what God said. This year, you and I will walk through 2021, but not necessarily by faith. To walk by faith requires an intentional choice to take God at His word. To walk by faith means that we decide to focus on who is with us more than exactly how He will unfold His plan and redeem all that life might bring our way. Notice here that the Lord spoke to Abram and gave him a lot of promises, but he was very short on details. He says, I will show you the land. Abraham's probably thinking, well, how? I will make you a great nation. How? I will bless you and make you a blessing to others. But how's that going to happen? I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. How? All the families on the earth are going to be blessed through you. But how? It's like God said, don't worry about the how. Just start walking. The faith is not in the how. The faith is to be in the who. One of the joys of 2020 for me was getting to know Jairo Fuentes, who just joined our Fusion pastoral team in December. And as I was getting to know him, he told me that growing up, he thought God was calling him to be a pastor. But despite that, for various reasons, he chose to go a different direction. Through a series of events several years ago, he ended up meeting a guy who became a mentor figure in his life. And that mentor was going on a retreat up in the local mountains to speak, and he invited Jairo to tag along with him. And on that weekend, God spoke through the mentor to Jairo, essentially saying, I think you know what God has called you to do. He's called you to become a pastor. The only question is, will you walk by faith and say yes? Well, Jairo spent some time praying, and he decided up there in Lake Arrowhead and Big Bear, the mountains there, to say yes to God. Now, that yes ended up meaning a lot of other steps that he had to take by faith, a lot of walking by faith, as he had to transfer from one college to another and all the paperwork that comes with it so that he could be trained to be a pastor. He had to do a million points of logistics, but the entire focus for him was on the who more than the how. In one of our conversations, Jairo said something that has stuck with me. He said this, "My life since then has been defined by my yes to God." I loved how he said it. My life has been defined by my yes to God. That's another way of saying that he's walking by faith. We walk by faith when the Lord is both the foundation as well as the goal of all that we do in every area of our life. This year, you can walk by faith in every area of your life. Don't just work or study. Work or study by faith unto the Lord. Think about your relational status. Maybe you're single or married, but don't just be single or date or be married. Do those unto the Lord. Or don't just eat and exercise. So often we do that under the mirror. Do it unto the Lord to honor Him and steward your body well. Don't just budget unto yourself. Give and budget wisely unto the Lord. Don't just have faith, share it. Don't just like what is right when you see it on social media. Go and do it. Live it. You know, there's a certain joy, a certain perspective, a certain power when you do something by faith because you're trusting God, taking Him at His word. It's one thing, though, we all know to start walking by faith, and it's quite another to keep walking by faith as life unfolds. In fact, Abram's story continues in Genesis 12, verse 10. It says, "At that time, a severe famine struck the land of Canaan, forcing Abram to go to Egypt where he lived as a foreigner." What we see here is that faith is often followed by famine. Verse 10 says it so blandly that we can miss it. It says, "At that time, a severe famine struck the land." Maybe in our time, we would say, "In our time, a severe pandemic has struck the land." If you and I were writing this story, it would progress uninterrupted after that initial act of faith to arrive at fertile fields, easy passages, and comfortable dwellings. That's what we would expect for Abram, and it's what we expect for ourselves even more. So what's going on with Abram here? He's made a decision of faith, but now this famine comes? Nothing strange. That's why 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 says this, "Don't be surprised at a fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you as though something strange were happening to you." God's word tells us that our faith is to become a tested faith. Tests might not come immediately after a great act of obedience, but they will come. Faith is often followed by a famine. And it's what we do in the famine, what we do in the recession, what we do in the pandemic that determines our path forward. Like the Christmas tree harvesters who stop planting trees during the recession, there can be long-term consequences if we let the famine stop us from walking by and building our faith. For many of us, 2020 felt like a famine. And for others of us, it actually was. And we can think, well, if God was with us, then none of this would have happened. And yet the scriptures never teach us that if God is with us, then we will never face tests of our faith. In fact, Proverbs 17, verse 3 says, "The crucible is for silver and the furnace is for gold, but the Lord tests the heart." We can walk by faith this year, trusting God's promises and plans. And don't be shaken when your faith runs into a test of circumstances. That's normal. The third thing we see is this. Don't let a famine in the land create a famine in your heart. You know, what's happening around you doesn't have to change what's going on inside of you. Unfortunately for Abram, it does. Abram's story continues in verse 11. It says this, "As he was about to enter Egypt, He said to his wife Sarah, "I know what a beautiful woman you are. When the Egyptians see you, they will say, 'This is his wife,' and they will kill me, but they will let you live. So say that you are my sister, so that I will be treated well for your sake, and my life will be spared because of you." When Abram came to Egypt, the Egyptians saw that Sarah was a very beautiful woman. And when Pharaoh's officials, not just anybody, but Pharaoh's officials saw her, they praised her to Pharaoh, and she was taken into his palace. He treated Abram well for her sake, and Abram acquired sheep and cattle, male and female donkeys, male and female servants, and camels. The severe famine going on around Abram had shifted something within him. Remember, Abram is somebody who's experienced the deep love of God. He trusted God. He started walking by faith. He had actually set up an altar and worshiped God whenever he got to the promised land. He's been walking by faith. But it's interesting, and notice this, the very first time we hear Abram's voice in Scripture, it's the voice of what I call unfaith. You know, it's possible for you and I to stop walking by faith and to start trusting ourselves at any moment. And when it happens, it's not usually some big renunciation of faith. Notice here, Abram didn't deny God. Abram forgot God. When faced with the threat of the famine and now the threat of Pharaoh's kingdom, he didn't turn to God. He took matters into his own hand. He forgot the who and tried to figure out the how on his own without any input from God. Have you ever done that? I know I have. For some of us, we need to begin this year by confessing something to God. Maybe we need to say, "God, the pandemic in the land has created a pandemic in my heart. Forgive me and renew my faith so that I can walk in fresh ways with you in 2021. We are told this happened. This shift in his heart happened as he was about to enter Egypt. Maybe Abram had faith for God to work in Canaan, but not Egypt. And we can do that too. We can have faith for God to be at work in one area of our life, but not another. In one season of our life, but not another. We can have faith that God can work, but not in pandemics. Or we can have faith for salvation, but not finances. We can have faith in God for compassion, but not for justice. We can have faith in God for parenting, but maybe not our work life. We can have faith in God for celebrating, but not so much when suffering comes our way. We can have faith in God for fellowship, but not if it requires forgiveness to keep relationships strong. We can have faith for God to use someone on his mission, but just not me. Have you ever felt like that? When faced with our own tests, the question is not, is God faithful? The real question is, will I continue to walk by faith? Will I trust God's character and his plans even now, even with this change of circumstances in this specific area? In fact, before we move on, let me ask you, what area is God calling you to walk by faith as we begin this new year? What small step can you decide now to take? Maybe it's about your devotional life, time with God. Maybe you need to decide now, God, I will spend 15 minutes reading and praying each day before I hit up its Instagram in the morning. Or maybe it's about your relationship with others. Maybe you need to decide to do one act of service a day, or maybe write one note of appreciation, trusting God will use that encouragement to build your relationships. Or maybe it's a financial area. You need to set up a budget or kind of revise your budget. Or a health area where you need to exercise or get kind of control again of your nutrition. Maybe it's a work area that God is calling you to walk with him by faith, trusting him. Or it could be parenting or marriage or dating. What is it for you? Maybe it's writing some injustice in Jesus's name or sharing the good news of Jesus with someone who doesn't know Christ. Where is God saying to you today, I want you to walk by faith with me in this area, in a new way, in a deeper way in 2021? Like walking, sometimes the hardest step is the first one. So make your step, make it a small one if you need to, but decide now and plan to walk by God, walk by faith with God, to honor God. You know, walking by faith, it doesn't just happen in one big moment. It happens in a million little ones. Author Sean Covey says it this way: our habits will make us or break us. We become what we do repeatedly. You know, if we're not wise, we wrongly conclude, well, you know, small decisions don't matter that much. So bad decisions planned without faith don't matter that much, so long as they're small bad decisions. Or we can think good decisions, even if they're just small good decisions, even if they're done by faith, they don't matter that much. But that's not true. A small choice done in faith can become a big win over time. On the other hand, a small bad choice done in unfaith can become a big mess over time, which is what happens for Abram. Sarah ends up in Pharaoh's palace, and Abram's plan, planned without consultation and faith in God, ends up being a disaster. But just because Abram's plan failed doesn't mean God's plan has failed. And that brings us to the fourth lesson we learn about walking by faith. God's grace offers a new chance to walk, not just with fresh faith, but with a deeper faith. The story continues this way in Genesis 12:17. But the Lord inflicted serious diseases on Pharaoh and his household because of Abram's wife, Sarah. So Pharaoh summoned Abram. "What have you done to me?" he said. "Why didn't you tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say she's my sister so that I took her to be my wife? Now then, here is your wife. Take her and go." Then Pharaoh gave orders about Abram to his men, and they sent him on his way with his wife and everything that he had. So Abram left Egypt, and he traveled north. And they eventually pitched their tents between Bethel and Ai, where they had camped before. This was the same place where Abram had built the altar, and there he worshiped the Lord again. God's grace rescues Abram, giving him another chance to begin to walk by faith. But it's important to see that it's not the opportunity to walk with the same faith. It's the opportunity to walk with a different faith, a humbler faith, a more mature faith, one that calls him back to worship again. He walks out of his season of hardship, having learned some lessons about himself, humbling lessons. About lessons about God and who God is and the God that walks with him, faith-building lessons. He learned the lesson that Abram's plans fail, and our plans made apart from God often do, but God's plan didn't fail and never does. In fact, God uses our failures to disarm our pride. God is our rescuer, not because of our best devices and our best plans, but sometimes despite them. God invites Abram to a more mature faith. It's a faith where famines and challenging circumstances don't have to shrink his faith, but it might just be the thing that God uses to grow it. And even more, if we pan the camera back, Galatians chapter 3, verse 16 helps us understand Abram's story even more clearly. It says this: "The promises that were spoken to Abraham and to his seed." Scripture does not say "and to his seeds," plural, meaning many people, but "to your seed," singular, meaning the one person who is Christ. God's rescuing grace in Abram's life wasn't just for that one moment at that one time. It was for all moments at all time. And if we can see that the God who can work through the millennia to bring his good plans to pass, then we will see and be inspired to take him at his word, to do what we can do, which is walk by faith, not only this year, but always. Will you pray with me? Even now, we're just going to create a moment and let God speak to you as you reflect. What area of your life is God calling you to walk by faith in 2021? In greater ways than before. As you think of your area, you might immediately be flooded with, like, but how's it all going to work out? Remember, the focus is on the who you are walking with, more than trying to predict exactly how God will unfold all of his good plan. For some of you, you've been walking by faith, but now you've hit a famine. And I want you to hear it's okay. Nothing abnormal has happened to you. Ask God to help you in the midst of this test and this trial. He's able to do that. The famine in the land maybe this year, as this past year, has sparked maybe a famine in your heart. Maybe you feel distant from God. Maybe you haven't turned towards him, you've turned away. Some of us need God to heal us from 2021. And we just need to say, God, even now, all the challenges that we've been through has created a famine in my heart. But I don't want that. I don't want to be controlled by what's going on around me. Help me renew my faith to walk with you in deeper ways this year. And as you walk out of this pandemic year, as we walk out of it together, ask God to help you, not just to walk out of it, but to walk forward with a humbler faith, a deeper faith, with lessons learned that call you back, like Abram, to a more mature worship this year and always. You know, ultimately, God's plan, the how of God's plan, is Jesus. Our plans can fail, but God's plan never does. In fact, if you've never given your life to Christ, you can do that now. You can say, God, here I am. As I begin a new year, I don't want just a new year. I want to be a new creation, as your word says. Those promises made to Abram can apply to me now because they're fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And God, I want Christ to be my Lord, to be my Savior, to be my leader. Jesus, fill me with your Spirit and your Word that I might follow you all the days of my life. Make me new from the inside out. Change my desires so that I can be the man, so that I can be the woman that you've created and always dreamt of me becoming as I walk with you by faith. Well, listen, if you prayed that prayer, if you've committed your life to Christ, just text in, let us know, or email in. We'd love to just celebrate with you and help you take those next steps to deeper faith in Christ. And to my CA family as a whole, I want to remind you, this year as always, no matter what comes our way, we can walk by faith, trusting in the goodness of God. No matter what comes our way, He's going to walk with us. He'll never leave us or forsake us, and He'll see us through. And because of that, may we grow an even deeper faith this year than ever before as we walk. In Jesus' name, amen.
And every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. And when the dark closes in, Lord, still I'm gonna say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glory. Again say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glory. Yeah, you give and take, Lord, you give and take away, you give and take away, but my heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Again, Lord, you give and take away, you give and take away, but my heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Let's sing this verse together.
blessed be your name. The sun's shining down on me. The world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. On the road marked with suffering, we're gonna say, blessed be your name. Sing this chorus like this. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glory.
So much for being with us online today. If you made a decision to follow Jesus at any point during our service, or if you want to know more about what it means to follow Jesus, please let us know so that we can have a pastor follow up with you. You can email us or text the word decision to the number 52855. Let me close with this benediction. May you grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. See you guys next week.